We turn then to John chapter 12, and as I said, our verses are verses 27 through to verse 33. Verse 27 to verse 33. Just a few verses, but there's an awful lot of material in these verses. As I said this morning, I'm going to speak to you about the power of the cross. The power of the cross. And my text is found in verse 32. Verse 32. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Verse 33 is a little bit of an explanation about what it means to be lifted up. This is said signifying what death he should die. Perhaps you've been in a prayer meeting and someone has said, "May the Lord be lifted up." Amen. He's referring to the preaching of the gospel. But I'm sorry, you can't use this verse for that prayer, because it's definitely signifying what death the Lord Jesus Christ would die. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. The power of the cross. Leon Morris wrote a lovely book about the atoning work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was a great blessing to me in my younger days. And he said this: Christianity is the religion of the cross. C.H. Spurgeon said, "The world's one and only remedy is the cross." John Calvin said, "Our salvation consists in the doctrine of the cross." And Oswald Chambers said, every doctrine that is not embedded in the cross of Jesus will lead you astray." Quite powerful words. And our own, very own, Courtney Harris said these words. I've quoted them before. And if John Blanchard was still alive, I'd tell him to put it in Gather Gold, because I think it's such a great quote. This is what Courtney Harris said: "If conversions come through the preaching of the cross, why aren't we preaching the cross?" And I think that's a tremendous quote and a tremendous challenge. And Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." Now I want to try and explain these things in 3 points. Each point, or nearly each point, has 3 points to it. But 3 points. The first thing I want to talk about is the agony of the cross. The agony of the cross. Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." And that verse 33, signifying what death he should die. If you look at verse 27, the Lord Jesus Christ says these words: "Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say, Father? Save me from this hour? But for this cause came I unto this hour." Now there are 3 things I want to say under this heading. Number one, the Lord Jesus Christ died a violent death. Notice what he says: "Now is my soul troubled." And here is the Lord Jesus Christ, as we thought this morning, the one who is the Son of God, yet the Son of Man, 2 natures in one person. And here is the Lord Jesus Christ saying, "Now is my soul troubled." I got into trouble once. Well, I've been in trouble more than once, but I got in trouble once by saying this in a sermon. I said that the Lord Jesus Christ spilt his blood. Some of the old hymns, actually, because of the poetry, they have the word spilt. Well, a man came after I'd preached this sermon, And he said, you are wrong. He was most fervent as well. He said, the Lord Jesus Christ didn't spill his blood. He shed his blood. Now you may say, well, we're just, you know, splitting hairs here. But he is right. The Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, it wasn't some gentle death. It was a violent death. He shed his blood. His hands were pierced, not with the nice nails you get in B&Q, but all rugged nails that would tear his flesh tremendously. A spear that was thrust into his side. And there, hanging on a Roman cross, it would be a violent death, because that was the aim of a Roman cross, to make them breathe their last in order to bring them to a troubled death. So the Lord Jesus Christ, he died a violent death at the hands of wicked men. So Christ's death was a violent death. But we need to say this secondly. Christ's death was a vicarious death. In other words, he died on behalf of others. Remember what the Lord Jesus Christ, now is my soul troubled. He wasn't just thinking about the physical. He was thinking about the spiritual and about actually what was going to happen on the cross of Calvary as he would die. Israel of old, in the Old Testament, they would have learned this lesson over and over again because God taught it to them in Exodus and Leviticus. Someone had to die in their place to atone for their sins, to satisfy the wrath of God. Sometimes it was a lamb, sometimes it was a goat, sometimes it was a bull, sometimes even a pigeon. But something had to die in their place to atone for their sins. The blood of an innocent one would be shed for those who are guilty. And that was the great lesson. And verse 27 says, now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. What a statement that is. In all of history of time, in all of eternity, this is the hour that the Lord Jesus Christ has come for. It will be a momentous hour. Think of the Garden of Eden. Man has sinned. But God gives a promise, a wonderful promise. God said, of the woman's seed, it would bruise the serpent's head, Satan's head. And there in the Garden of Eden, directly man had sinned, there was a promise. A promise that one would come to rescue men and women from their sins, from their sins. In so doing, the woman's seed, which will be the Lord Jesus Christ, will have his heel bruised as he defeats Satan. Satan's head will be crushed. But the Lord Jesus Christ, a small part of his person will be bruised. And of course it's speaking about his humanity. His deity cannot be affected, but his humanity would be a sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. What an hour this is, right there in the Garden of Eden. It was looking forward to this hour when Jesus Christ would die. Now, of course, we could go through many scriptures. We could think of Psalm 22. My God, why hast thou forsaken? Psalm 22 is pointing to this hour. Isaiah 53, he is wounded for our transgressions. And we could go on. We could think of Daniel how the Messiah will be cut off, not because of what he's done, but for the sins of his people, not for himself. And all the prophecies and all the sacrifices of the Old Testament are pointing to this hour. Now, can I just say, that's a useful thing to remember when you're reading the Old Testament. It's all looking forward to this hour when Jesus Christ would die at Calvary's cross. It was a vicarious death on behalf of others. Now, if someone preaches the cross, well, they're supposed to be preaching the cross, and all they do is refer to the physical suffering of Jesus Christ on the cross,